Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 14, 2023. Michael Leitman, on the Times of Israel, what is the basis of antisemitism? The basis of antisemitism is the Jewish people having yet to realize their true identity and role in humanity, that by uniting above their differences, they become a conduit for unity to spread throughout the world. The Jewish people received their name from attaining a state of spiritual unity. The Hebrew word for Jew, Yehudi, comes from the word for united, Yehudi, Yarodevash, part 2, Drush number 2. They share no biological connection as Jews, since they are a people that came from all parts of ancient Babylon, gathered into Abraham's tent, and became united when they, using Abraham's method of unification, set their sights on attaining the spiritual state of unity, purified from many self-centered motives. Why is this non-biological, spiritual form of unity so important today? It is because precisely today, the human ego has grown to overblown proportions, and humanity experiences increasing social division and other problems on personal, social and global scales, stemming from increasing disengagement among people. Moreover, the increasing social diversity and mingling of cultures, economies and technologies into a globally intertwined blend demands a method that can glue together the thickening tangle by making sense of it. As people suffer more from increasing social division, they instinctively feel that the Jews are to blame for their problems. That is because, since the Jewish people had once achieved a unified state as one man with one heart, the nations of the world have a gut feeling that the Jews are holding back something positive from them. And both the nations of the world and the Jews are unconscious as to what that positive thing actually is, a harmoniously unified society, the key to everyone's happiness. The more the nations of the world feel their lives fill up with problems, the more they will unconsciously blame the Jews, pointing out any dirt on Jews that they can get their hands on, or fabricate, without knowing that there is a deeper hatred within them preceding its many corporeal manifestations. As social division and its byproducts of anxiety, stress, xenophobia and extremism increase, and as the suffering in the world rises, the Jews will be circled out more and more, and we can expect an intensification of attacks and threats on Jews. Kabbalist Yehuda Ashlag, Baal HaSulam, describes this phenomenon at length in his article, Introduction to the Book of Zohar. In such a generation, all the destructors among the nations of the world raise their heads and wish primarily to destroy and to kill the children of Israel, as it is written, Yevamot 63, no calamity comes to the world but for Israel. This means, as it is written in the above corrections, that they cause poverty, ruin, robbery, killing, and destruction in the whole world. Today, the nations of the world unconsciously sense that the Jewish people, or Israel, are failing to implement and exemplify a unity worthy of replication in human society. The natural reaction is for them to apply pressure on the Jews, which boosts antisemitism. On the other hand, as soon as Jews unite, it will also bring about the unity of humanity and they will feel a wealth of goodness and well-being streaming from the Jewish people. Therefore, combating antisemitism at its basis means implementing a single comprehensive solution, the education and promotion of unity above division. Such education needs to focus on uniting the Jewish people under the law, love your neighbor as yourself, which made them the people of Israel to begin with, in order for them to become a conduit for unity to spread worldwide, that is, to become a light unto the nations. Between the straits is the path to the light. The 3 weeks preceding the 9th of Av, called the days between the straits, have begun. Everything that happens in this world is a consequence of the upper system. Actions and states in the upper world descend from the upper root to the corporeal branch and are embodied in this world in branches, in inanimate matter, plants, animals, people, and in times and periods. We need to study the roots by analyzing their branches. Until today, all the upper branches have already been manifested in our world except for the final correction, Gamma Tikkun. Everything that should have been revealed has already been revealed, and only the final correction remains. Therefore, Baalhasulam says that we are in the last generation that will have to correct the shattering that has already been fully revealed. Now we just have to make an effort to ascend. But the ascent is impossible without understanding the evil that exists in the system and without the correct attitude to it as a necessary condition. In fact, it is not a vice, the creation of the evil inclination was necessary. Both heaven and earth are necessary because the Creator created one against the other, putting an allegedly evil force against a good one. In fact, it only emphasizes the good. After all, as it will be revealed in the future, evil does not exist, there is only the lack of good. The good will be revealed to a multiplied extent due to the fact that evil has been acting against it and played its role. There is no evil, but there is revelation of good in the opposite form. We should take into account that there is a connection between the root and the branch. This means that in our time, as well as throughout history, the root is manifested in a branch on certain dates, repeating at the same time such as the 17th of Tammuz and 9th of Av. These dates have always brought troubles for the people of Israel. Whereas the time around Purim was usually joyful and kind. Therefore during these days we must be especially careful even in corporeal matters and refrain from risky actions until the end of the day of the 9th of Av. Immediately after that, we already begin to feel that we are coming out of the mourning period and can rejoice and aim for final correction. The 17th of Tammuz is the beginning of the days between the straits associated with the destruction of Jerusalem, the temple wall, and the ruin of the temple itself, which symbolizes the connection that exists in the people of Israel after they have entered the land of Israel. It became possible through receiving the Torah that was prepared during 40 years of wandering in the desert and correcting Malkut with the help of Bina. Bina is the letter Mem-40. After they built the first temple, they immediately began to descend. A second temple was built already lower than the first, but it was also ruined. This was already the final destruction. All these destructions took place on the day of the 9th of Av. And we need to restore all holiness in our days. That is, the correction should happen at exactly the same time, where hatred and shattering have been revealed, connection and love should also be revealed there. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson July 1, 2018. Days Between the Straits. Men need support. Question. You say that it is harmful when a person is praised a lot. How can one find the right measure? Answer, it depends on how one praises and for what. I would like to be praised by everyone because this is an advertisement. Then everyone would listen to what I say. But I don't even need to know about the good reviews. It is necessary for others. And for me personally it is better when I get criticized a little. Question. Is it good in the family when the wife praises her husband and raises him in his eyes? Answer, yes. This gives him great strength. He, like a small child, immediately feels as if on a high horse. Question, does it harm him? Answer, it depends on what kind of person he is and how he perceives any actions. One is productive, the other is not. One may become proud, and the second, on the contrary, will try to justify the trust. Question. Do you care what people say about you? Answer. I wouldn't say I don't care. This is how I control myself and feel where I am, how I react to it, and so on. It's still interesting. A wife can support her husband by giving him a lot of help, either directly or inversely. As it is said, help against you. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Protection from the Evil Eye July 9, 2011. The Power of Integration. Question. The modern internet is built on several principles, communication, networking, information exchange, and the opportunity to present oneself to others. By creating a new type of reality, are we using the same principles but under a different vector, a different depth, or do we want to offer something cardinally new? Answer: in principle, we want to reform the web network. The fact is that today all of humanity exists in virtual space. Therefore, we need to communicate with the people in it and gradually explain how to better organize this space, because today everything depends on communication. If at the beginning everything depended on leaders, kings, emperors, then on industry, various innovations, scientists, and in the last stage of postmodern development it was believed that everything depended on money and bankers. Today it is all gone. Not father kings, great emperors, governments, physical force, nor the power of money have any power today. We are approaching the so-called power of the people. What does it mean? Everything has become integral, meaning there is no such thing that someone has a special power. We see this example in all countries. There is no way to influence people, there is no way to rule the world. The world is becoming self-governed, society has closed on itself, it has become integral. Previously, it was individual, meaning an individual could look down on others and do with them what he wanted, either by himself, through an army, through some other force, through the government, or through money by giving to these, but not to those. Today, this does not exist. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Spiritual Internet, July 16, 2011. Kabbalah does not deal with the animate level. Question: there are hypnosis sessions where a person goes into his past lives. What does he feel during that? Answer: I have not done it and I do not know how true it is. But in principle, everything is possible. But I do not believe in such sessions. What past life? Animate? What is in it? Comment: for example, he is told in a session that in some incarnation he was so and so or such and such. My response: so what if he was? Let's say in the last incarnation you were a projectionist in the village, the first guy in the village. What is next? Question: there are also cases where someone is being sought through hypnosis. Why do we need hypnosis at all? Answer: do you think I am hiding something from you? Hypnosis also exists in animals, how they hypnotize each other, how they affect each other. But Kabbalah does not deal with the animate level. Question: but is there a spiritual route? Answer: of course there is. At all levels all this is included in one single system. But why engage in it? From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The Power of Hypnosis, July 24, 2011. Win your place. Question: is there any danger that the backbone of the world group, which is used to certain rules, will not let others in? How difficult would it be for the group to welcome new people? Answer: I see that those people who want to join have the strength, hunger for knowledge, agility, and maturity. They join and take their places. Question: so there is a natural selection? Answer: of course. A person must win his place and prove his necessity for others. But we are not kicking anyone out. Please, admission is free. We welcome every friend, anyone, wherever he comes from, and whoever he is. And then it is his business. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Lateman's Millions, July 23, 2011. A Common Path. Question: how can couples generate constant flirting? Answer: there is an entire science called the Wisdom of Kabbalah, which is the science of how to get pleasure from the same source and at the same time make sure that it is constantly renewed. It is the science of desire that we are trying to master. Question: there are some couples who understand that they cannot be together, but still do not break up the family. What keeps them together? Answer: I think that if people do not physically feel any dislike or repulsion for each other, then everything else is fixable, but you cannot physically cope with your rejection. Physically means at the inanimate, vegetative, and animate level. We hardly change there. This is how one animal sniffs another animal and determines by the smell whether it is its partner or not. People find a partner in the same way. Does smell not matter to us? It does matter very much. And so does everything else. But if everything depends on the fact that once a couple loved each other, everything was fine and now it is not, then this is fixable. This is all psychology. You need to work on yourself correctly. In addition, it is necessary to consider whether one interferes with the other. Today there are many couples who continue to love each other, and at the same time each of them has something on the side. That is, the physical side today is so disconnected from the internal that it can be like that. Comment: But Rabash, in principle, said that it does not matter what kind of wife you have. My response: It does not matter what kind of wife means that she does not physically repel you, but in everything else, you must find some common path. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Eternal Love, July 27, 2011. Michael Lateman, on Quora: What's your opinion of the controversy over proposed judicial reforms in Israel? They have ignited significant unrest in Israeli society. Israelis from all walks of life are either denouncing or supporting the reform. Its critics argue that it will destroy Israel's democracy and make it vulnerable to the whims of politicians. Its proponents claim that it will restore equilibrium to Israeli democracy, which they believe was disrupted by the Supreme Court's overreaching powers, such as the ability to revoke laws or appoint new judges. The current protests against these reforms have escalated so much that prominent figures in Israeli society have been discussing the possibility of a civil war. Some have gone so far as to explicitly call for the murder of Prime Minister Netanyahu, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Justice Yariv Levin, and the entire cabinet, to reinstate democracy. Throughout our history, we have been known as a stubborn people, holding strong opinions and believing that only our perspectives hold value. There have been instances when we took this belief to the extreme, from deeming those who disagreed with us as unworthy of living to engaging in brutal civil wars. And it appears as if we are on a similar trajectory today. Democracy does not benefit such people. Democracy is for people who trust that general policy decisions are made through voting. If more people favor one policy over another, the parties supporting that popular policy will arise victorious in the elections. This grants them no right to mistreat the minority, but it empowers them and imposes an obligation to put the policy for which they were elected into practice. If we view democracy as valid solely when the views we support are in power, then we are not truly democratic but rather disguised tyrants. It pains me to witness Israel's current state of affairs. While the rest of the world is advancing and learning, we find ourselves entangled in power struggles that will bring our nation to its knees. Taking into account our violent history marked by internal conflicts, then it might be preferable for us to disperse and to dissolve the nation. I do not know what the upper force has in store for us, but if the choice is between dissolution and civil war, I would opt for the former. Yet there is a third alternative. Our people have always been stubborn, haughty, and strong-minded. If we were to disband now and regroup later, we would still face each other in disagreements, much like we do today. We possess this deeply ingrained characteristic because our ancestors had such traits. Since they were that way, they understood that their only chance for success was to set aside their egos and unite, especially with their dissenters. That is, they faced a clear-cut choice: unite or die. Today, we find ourselves approaching that critical juncture once more. In the past, when our ancestors chose unity, we not only became a nation but also served as a model for the world. We demonstrated that despite our mutual aversion, uniting above hatred would create an unbreakable bond capable of overcoming any obstacle. The strength of such a united nation was insurmountable. For the time being, however, I see hostilities flaring and no one ready to even have a dialogue, let alone unite. However, as long as we have yet to trigger violence, there remains hope that we will come to our senses before we sink the ship we are sailing on. Based on the article, The Judicial War May Devolve into a Civil War, by Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leightman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leightman. Michael Leightman, on Quora, is it wrong to want to be rich? A lot of people think about money in a derogatory way, for instance, as the root of all evil. Others think of money simply as a means that we work, earn and can then pay for what we need and want. The latter seems quite clear and logical. By earning, we are not a burden on society, we do not take charity, and we can then enjoy our lives. In Hebrew, the word for money is kesef, which comes from the word for covering, kisui, that is, money lets us cover our needs with our labor. In other words, we exert with our minds and our feelings, and such labor covers our needs. Money is not bad and should not be thought of in a derogatory manner. There is no problem with money in and of itself. On the contrary, we can be proud of it. The problem is when we chase money not as a means, but as an end, when we make of it a certain idol, a god, bowing before it and wanting only to make more and more money. When we pursue money in such a way, viewing it as an unlimited source of fulfillment that we constantly strive to draw ourselves toward more and more, we then reach states where it no longer benefits us. On one hand, nature has certain laws that aim to harmoniously connect us, developing us to a state where we will each prioritize the benefit of others over self-benefit. On the other hand, when we focus on excessively chasing money, we then act contrarily to the direction in which nature wishes us to develop. We then make a god out of money. We idolize it, and by doing so, we greatly limit ourselves. It seems as if money buys us freedom, because then we can travel wherever we want, eat whatever we want at any restaurant we want, and we can have any car and house that we want, and so on. But by doing so, we fail to see how we actually rob ourselves. How do we rob ourselves when we focus solely on making more and more money? It is that we make God out of money, and not out of ourselves. On the contrary, we need to make God out of ourselves, and not out of money. What this means is that we will start developing truly godly and divine qualities, that is, qualities of love, bestowal and connection. We will then relate to the world as our own, and manage its development in a positive direction, as if we each contain humanity within ourselves, that everyone is in our kingdom, and each one of us are its kings. We then come to see others as our own people, our kingdom's citizens, which grants us the ability to bring them to the best possible state simply through our positive attitude to them, where we seek to make their lives the best they can possibly be. Based on the video, Is It Wrong to Want to Be Rich? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leightman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leightman.